Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dumb, drunk, or drugs.
Brooke in Yucaipa is on for this round of Dumb, Drunk, or Drugs. Brooke, you know how this works?
Yes, I do.
Okay, here is your real headline. A man asked to smell a woman's feet. She said no, so he ran her over.
Oh, gosh. Is he dumb?
I want to say he was on drugs.
He was drugs? Dumb. Man, Cinderella almost became Bambi with this one. Everything about this story smells a little off. First, the woman sold the feet-loving fellow a pair of old shoes. So where did they meet up? A hotel. I've heard of other things being sold there, but not shoes. Anyways, it gets worse. The old shoe shopper then asked to sniff the woman's feet. Finally, she got creeped out and she said no. That's when the foot fetish man grabbed the old shoes and ran to the parking lot. The woman chased after him and then he hit her with his car.
Oh my gosh, that's insane.
Fortunately, she was not seriously injured. Turns out the foot whiffing wacko has similar incidents on his record, so maybe jail time will be good for him. He can do some real soul searching.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
How many people are waking up upset this morning because their football team completely choked yesterday?
Don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, if you were a Jaguars fan or a Steelers fan, it was not a good day.
Not a fun Sunday for us.
I will tell you, my kids had a great day yesterday because we went to go watch the game with my father-in-law. And he's really big on, since my mother-in-law passed, like he tries to shower the kids with presents. And that's a whole other conversation. But yesterday, they got jerseys for the season.
Sweet.
And Carter is a new Bills fan, so he got a Josh Allen jersey. Colt has decided to be a Chiefs fan a couple years ago, so he got a Pacheco jersey. And they were so excited. And I immediately thought of you, because we had a conversation on Friday about, as an adult, what kind of jersey do you get? Do you get a player or do you get a custom jersey?
For me personally, when I was younger and I was watching these players who were much older than me, mm-hmm. I felt no problem getting jerseys and wearing another dude's last name on my back.
Right.
Now, at 35, I'm watching guys that are 22, 23, 24 years old in the NFL. I'm like, no, these are kids. I haven't bought a jersey and I can't tell you how long. Because that's my like little faux pas, my little like weird thing is I can't wear another dude's name on my back that's younger than me. Is that weird? Does it make sense?
I mean, I get it. My thing is always when I get a jersey, and I haven't bought a football jersey in a long time, but like a Dodgers jersey, it's, is this player going to be on the team for a while? Are they going to get traded? And would this be like a Hall of Famer where I can wear this jersey for seasons to come?
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially with the Jaguars. Last one I got, I think, was Maurice Jones-Drew, who, like, not even on the team anymore. I'm like, okay, now I have somebody that nobody even knows played for the Jaguars.
I think baseball is such a safe bet to not get anybody on the back because, okay. Again, you can wear that forever. Football, it's weird if you don't have a name on the back, because
right.
The name is associated with the number, and if you don't have a number, you're literally just wearing a teal shirt.
It looks like a knockoff that you got at AMPM.
Yeah, so you really have to play it smart when you're getting a football jersey.
I think you should do a custom jersey.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And do...
Well, we talked about it on Friday. I think you should get Big Dog
yeah,
on the back of your jersey. What number, though?
I'm not going to say it. I'm thinking when I'm not going to say it.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
I think it's time for a new coworker. What would you say? Not a new co-host. Coworker. Oh. Don't worry. What would you say, though, if we had a cute little office puppy?
Why?
Because, I mean, animals, like, reduce your stress. They make you happy. I say this because I recently went to a business. And I'm not going to name who they were. But when I walked in, they had an office animal. They had a cat and they had a bird. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Sounds like a zoo. Is that where you went? Did you go to the zoo?
Was not the zoo. But I was like, I like the idea of that. I mean, I don't want to bring my dogs in because I can't, you know, I can barely remember to take myself to the restroom, let alone take them to the restroom for potty breaks. But I kind of like the idea of having an office animal, even if it was like once a week on Fridays, puppies come in. No?
I don't think so. I think we should keep this place just for work. And if you want your animal, you go home and see it. To me, all I can picture is, oh, look, cute little Fido did business right by my desk. Now I got to stop what I'm doing. I got to clean it up. And then I clean it up and then it smells. And now I can't focus. And then little things like, oh, look, he's out of food and water. Okay, we're all looking around. Who's going to do it? It sounds like another responsibility here that, quite frankly, I don't want to take part in.
Okay, Mr. Negativity. Okay, do you remember? Let me fast forward or rewind. Do you remember back, it was after Route 91 and, you know, tensions were really high and they brought in the mini horse that was the therapy horse?
Yeah, I do remember that.
That was amazing.
They brought in the horse for like an hour.
Okay, so what if we did that? What if we just had like an hour of puppy or mini horse time?
Totally fine. Totally fine. Whoever the handler is or the owner, come in with your pet and you observe and you clock stops at 60 minutes and you're out.
Okay, but not an actual office pet.
I don't want to keep an office
here.
No, because what happens when, one, I'll get attached to whatever the animal is and then I'll be sad as it gets older and life happens.
Okay, old Heller, why'd you got to take that turn?
Who's going to take it to the vet? There's so many other things. I feel like I'm talking to like one of my kids. Like, I don't think you're ready for the responsibility of an office dog.
A little office puppy running around. A little cuddle time in between, you know, Shaboozy and Morgan Wallen.
Is that what you named the dogs?
No, I'm saying in between songs. We can have cuddle time. We're talking office animals. Do you have one in your office? Is it a good idea or a bad idea? I went to a business over the weekend and they had an office cat and bird. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. We've never had a pet here at K-Frog. You'd think we'd have a frog.
You'd think.
Yeah.
Nope.
Nobody wants a responsibility.
And I think that's exactly it. Nobody wants a responsibility. As cute as it would be to have a dog here full time, I think it would kind of wear on us. And I don't know. And you had brought up, a while back, we had a pony come in.
Yeah, it was like a therapy pony.
For an hour, and everybody loved that. And then they took the pony away, which was good. We got back to work. Everything was nice.
So maybe we just need, like, once a month, a little animal break.
Animal visitation.
Okay. Well, listen to the 562. They text in. They're a high school teacher, and she says, I got a betta fish for my classroom. It does wonders for the kids. It does put a little bit more responsibility in my plate, but you would be amazed to see these high school kids coming in early to feed the fish. And then in the class, we had a competition to pick out the name. It was amazing.
Good for the kids. If we decided to get a fish here, you know how green that tank would be because none of us would want to clean it?
You're probably right. Because now I'm thinking about the dishwasher, and it's usually only you, me, and Heather that take care of it.
I think that's so sweet you added me into that because I have not once unloaded that dishwasher.
Oh, really?
No.
Well, it needs to be unloaded now that you've confessed.
Well, Kelly, you know where it is.
Oh!
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
He jumped over a fence with barbed wire. If you haven't seen the viral video yet of Zach Bryan and the Gavin Adcock altercation that took place over the weekend, I was like, whoa.
Let me take you back to where this first started. There was a moment where Zach Bryan had wrapped up a show and there was a little kid that wanted basically just to say hi to Zach.
Mm-hmm.
And Zach decided, I'm going to ignore you and keep walking. Gavin Adcock, another country artist, saw this and essentially called out Zach saying, dude, what's your problem? People shouldn't idolize you if this is how you're going to be. The two have kind of gone back and forth, a little spat here and there, and then over the weekend at a festival. Zach, like you said, jumped a fence with barbed wire, made it look like nothing.
Okay, and I saw this and I was like, okay, what happened to his hand? Like, how do you get over barbed wire? But then he gets on the other side of the fence where Gavin Adcock is, and there's a bunch of people around, so they keep them separated. But now both sides are calling each other out. People are calling out Gavin for, really, you started all this? He jumps the fence and you backed away? And then people calling out Zach Bryan saying, you are just a man-child. Get control of your emotions.
If anybody has Dana White's number, we'd like to get these two in the octagon, the next UFC pay-per-view event.
Forget that. Did you see the Canelo and Crawford? Put it on Netflix.
That'd be good, too.
Or maybe we could just have it at our next festival. When are they going to be scheduled together?
We're going to do a deep dive now. How do you put them on the same bill in the same lineup at the same festival?
Or do you do it hoping that there's going to be a little spat and then it's going to go viral like this festival?
I'm kind of excited now. I want to see it happen.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
The best parental hack, you always have a backup toy. Never fails when your kids are growing up, they have like that favorite toy, which everything revolves around that toy. And if they lose it, the entire world ends.
And they'll let you know.
Oh, yeah. Like full on meltdowns.
Big tantrum.
For Carter, he was like really big into Paw Patrol when he was little. And he had this little Marshall toy. It was tiny. And the first time he lost it, it was like the end of the world. So we, you know, had to frantically find it in the house. As soon as that happened, I went online, I bought a second, had the backup ready in case it ever happened again.
You learned.
Yes.
Yeah, Reese's was, it was like this little like a Noah's Ark kind of like play thing. These little toys, you had like Noah, the boat, and then a couple animals. Well, there was a little giraffe in there that Reese, you would have thought it was glued to her hand, how much she held on to it. And we realized as time went on, she could not go anywhere or do anything without that giraffe. So
it's her safety blanket.
Back to TJ Maxx we go. We had to buy like four more sets. So we have all these different little toys that are just kind of sitting in a corner, but we have the giraffes ready to go in case it got lost.
Dad, we don't need the ark. Just the giraffe.
Jennifer on Facebook chiming in. She said, it wasn't a toy, but it was a book called Room on the Broom. I had three copies because it was my daughter's favorite. The pages would get so worn out. She's now 16 and a half and only has the third copy left.
Oh, that's adorable. Daria and Corona, did your kid have a toy that they were completely obsessed with?
Yes. OMG. It's this like square, like little blanky thing with like tickle ribbons on it. And he got it, I think, as like a baby shower gift, maybe. And he is obsessed with it. He's 14 years old now.
And he still carries it?
Yes.
Does it have a name?
Yeah, it's quote-unquote Buddy.
Aww. At 14, does he, like, take it with him, or does it just stay at home? Like, is it in his backpack?
Like, if we travel, it, like, goes everywhere.
Have you ever lost it?
Oh, yeah. And we had to replace it one time, but then we ended up finding it in Idaho at his grandparents' house.
So you had to ship it back?
Yeah.
Imagine the overnight shipping cost on that.
I was going to say, that's red label. You get it there next day.
Get Buddy home. 951 says, for my son, he had one of those big pound puppies. He called it Mommy Woo Woo. It went everywhere with us. He's 35 now, but I still have it in my closet.
Yeah, it's a fun little memorable time in life.
And then when the girlfriends come over, the wife, you know, oh, have you met Mommy Woo Woo? What? There's
Who?
Another woman?
Who?
I had this like piece of sheepskin and I would carry it in a pillowcase and it was my little pillow everywhere we went. I still have the pillowcase to this day. The sheepskin is gone. It like disintegrated.
Where did the sheepskin come from?
I don't know. I don't know where it originally came from, but I carried that thing everywhere. And I mean, the pillowcase now, it's like hidden away in my linen closet, but it's like see-through. Yeah, it's so thin.
I'm more interested in the sheepskin. So it's like the fluffy part of the
right.
sheep.
I don't think it was like a real sheepskin. I think it was like the fake piece.
See, that's what you should have started with. Because I'm like, what was she doing skinning sheep out in the
Well, you know, as a kid, I had crazy activities. Pam in Riverside, what was that toy that your kid was obsessed with?
Oh, I tell you, this really brought back memories because she's 26 now, but she had a bear, a blue bear, and she just took it everywhere with her. She got it at her second birthday party, and she just loved it. And wouldn't she slept with it probably up until she was 20, 21 years old.
Oh, when she moved out, did she take it with her?
We finally convinced her to put it in a bag and put it in safekeeping because it's really not even blue anymore. It's so faded.
Oh, look at Beige Bear.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Donna and Downey, what was the toy for your kid?
It was a Cabbage Patch Preemie doll. Me and my husband went out and picked it out, spent lots of time picking it out perfectly because it was to exchange her bottle for the doll.
Oh,
it
was like a transition period?
Yes. And they opened this new Walmart when she was 6 years old, and she lost it. And I walked by her room one night. She's crying. And I went, I said, oh, my God, baby, what's the matter? She said, I just miss Glenna so much.
Aww.
Oh, my God, it ripped my heart out. The next day, I took off work, and I went to this doll museum that they had in Buena Park, and I found one. Oh, my God. Triple the price. It was worth it. I got it home. When she got home, I said, look, somebody called. They found Glenna. Her name was Glenna, by the way. You know, they came with names. And I said, she's clean. They must have cleaned her and everything. She said, her mouth is closed. I said, what?
All that money you didn't realize. Oh, there's one thing that's different.
Something that small. Kids are sharp.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
$15 tater tots and moldy nectarines. I would never send you to the grocery store again.
Was that how much the tots were?
Yeah, didn't you say they were close to like $15?
Oh, yeah, you know why? Because I bought like three bags. I was like, I could have sworn it was more than that. Yeah, it totaled a lot. I decided, you know what? I'm going to step up. My wife said that we got a grocery list. I said, you know what? I'll go. You stay with the crazy kids.
Yeah.
I'll go by myself. Anyway,
oh, how nice of you.
I know. So it's a pretty lengthy list, and I'm, you know, grabbing stuff here and there, and one of them says nectarines, and where we go, the nectarines come in like a bag.
Uh-huh.
I said, okay, so I grab the bag, do a little check, put it in the cart, finish my trip, come home. All right, all is good. My wife is then, you know, putting some of the groceries away, and she goes, hey, Aunt. I said, yeah, what's up? She goes, the nectarines, did you check them before you bought them? I said, yeah, I looked. She goes, okay. They're all moldy.
Oh, aunt.
I said, you sure? She said, yes. Look, every single one of them had mold. Now, does that fall on me?
Yeah.
It should not. It should fall on the grocer who put the bad nectarines out.
Well, we don't know how long they've been sitting out. Obviously, a while if they're moldy, but you got to check your produce, bro.
I did. I told you.
I glanced.
And maybe there was a reflection coming off of the clear bag, and I didn't get a really good look at it.
You didn't see the green?
Isn't mold white?
I don't know, green, white, brown. Yes. It didn't look like a nectarine.
Whatever the color is, you'd think that I would see it. So I'm guessing the nectarines were in like this big like nucleus, and maybe the mold was like on the inside of them. Like I couldn't see.
Stop
to the,
making
to
excuses.
The naked eye.
I don't think
you can open the bag unless you buy it. So I couldn't like dig in there and see what was going on. But I will tell you this. I had some stuff on my list, and one of them was like spices for when I cook. So I went down the spice aisle. And I think I spent 20 minutes reading labels, seeing what was in the spices.
You checked out the spices.
Doing a deep dive, Googling what spices would go good with my chicken recipe. Yes, I did. I spent a little more time in that aisle than I did the fruit.
I have stopped buying fruit at like Costco because I've been stuck like that. You get like a box of apples and you get home and they're all bruised. And I'm like, man, it's a waste of money. Mm-hmm. I have to go to the grocery store where I can pick them up individually. See, is my apple bruised or do the nectarines have mold on it?
Grocery shopping, it's a difficult task.
Did you do this on purpose though? Were you hoping that maybe you don't have to go grocery shopping again?
No, not a chance.
Uh-huh.
Leave me with the kids at home? No.
Well, after the moldy nectarines, guess who's babysitting?
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.